In the Amazon rainforest, it's been the driest year in more than a century. Throughout South America, countries are grappling with less water, battling record wildfires, and rationing energy as hydropower generation plummets. Millions of people who depend on the rivers and tributaries have seen their livelihoods sink along with the water levels. NPR's Carrie Kahn brings us this report from Manaus, the largest city in Brazil's Amazon.
From his small stall at Manaus' raucous indoor fish market, Dantas Abreu has a unique perspective on how this huge port city has changed in just one generation. He has two kids. One is 26, the other 2.5. The big gap, definitely a surprise, he says. Being a dad at 50, it's way different. 25 years ago, there weren't cell phones or computers, but today my two-year-old cries if I don't give her my smartphone, he says. Also, two decades ago, there was lots of fish in the rivers, he says, and money flowed easily, too. But these last 2 years have been devastating, nothing he's ever seen before.
Baixada do Rio sumiu, peixe. Aumentou tudo, tá entendendo?
The river dropped, and so did the amount of fish. Everything costs more now, he says.
Muito difícil, muito difícil. A nossa situação aqui no Amazonas está muito difícil.
It's so difficult here in Amazonas, Brazil's largest state by area in the rainforest, he says. Just as a customer starts haggling over the cost of a kilo of his pirarucu fillets. He won't budge and she retreats, saying she'll just stock up on more vegetables. Abreu says he's lost half his clientele. Never has there been so little recorded rainfall in the Amazon, the world's largest river system and the Earth's most important carbon-absorbing region. Scientists point to the rise in global temperatures as well as a stronger-than-normal El Niño weather pattern for the devastating dryness now stretching into a second year. João Aroldo Vieira takes a small boat out of one of Manaus' busiest ports. He stops mid-river and cuts the engine. Here the black waters of the Rio Negro and the murky Amazon meet, but don't mix in a spectacular contrast. Vieira also points out the river's dry, exposed banks.
Essa praia aqui era pequena aqui. Aí aumentou para cá.
We're right in front of a huge sandbar that has appeared in recent years, and with every drought, he says, it gets higher and higher and bigger, and it extends further into the river.
Triste porque está diminuindo o rio, né? A água está sumindo, está crescendo as terras. Ficando com pouco rio para a gente andar.
It's sad to see the river like this, he says. It's getting smaller, and the land keeps growing. There's not enough river left for us to move about, he adds. Whole communities have been left stranded. Residents are dependent on the Amazon's mighty rivers and tributaries to move everything in this state with few roads. And lower river levels mean fewer ferries can cross, and with lighter loads. The government has rushed out more transportation boats and has begun dredging the Amazon in hopes of widening passageways. November usually begins the rainy season, but most, like Manaus fishmonger Dantas Abreu, are anxious. Meteorologists are skeptical that the upcoming rains will be enough to make up for this long two-year drought.
O homem, né? O homem tá acabando a natureza. E a natureza tá dando a sua resposta, né?
Man has destroyed nature, he says, and nature is now just answering back. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Manaus, Brazil.